So, lads, we're back for another week.
Your cup's dry.
It's not the only thing that's dry.
Well, I'm in public.
Hello and welcome back to Bullshit Labs. Yes, we are back for a second episode somehow.
Maybe.
Hopefully.
Might be broadcastable.
Right, you remember last week when we were talking about your granny on Tinder?
No.
Yeah, so I joined Tinder. Well, my missus is going to listen to this and she's going to fucking kill me for
this. Right. Well, should clarify, he went on his phone and he created a Tinder account. You didn't actually join Tinder for the sake of Tinder. He was curious to see how many elderly people were on there.
And oldest I found was 69 years old.
If we did find 114-year-old, but you
believe... You didn't tell us it wasn't 114.
No, she looked about 25.
I looked about 25.
But I liked that. On his phone. And then he had to delete his account.
Well, you signed up to Tinder.
I'm not signing up to Tinder. I'll lose my balls. I don't want to sign up to Tinder anyway.
But your missus has your balls in her handbag, so...
No, she doesn't.
She fucking does,
No, she doesn't. Now she's listening to this.
I can complain. But I can confirm now, mate. Every time we message you or you're coming out, you'll be like, she wants me to do that, she wants me to do that.
No, that's if I've already made plans.
Yeah, but you never make plans with anyone else.
Make plans with us, then.
I can't make plans with you.
You know what it is? He rings and he goes, are you coming to do this now? No, I've had this plan for 3 days. Oh, well, you've got no balls. No, I haven't got any balls. It's that I already had plans for today. Like, today, we planned to meet up, like, what, nearly a week ago?
Yeah. Yep.
Right? So, I'm here. I could have had other plans, but I haven't planned anything. People's asked us to go out and do stuff, and I've not, because this is my plan.
Right.
This is your job. Make plans. It's not my job. You're not paying us yet.
I'll pay you, and then...
You're like the fucking government, you. I'll pay you for this, and now you're going to get paid.
Sponsors pay with for this, so that we can actually get the German to
arrive
more. If
there's anything, we're not getting it sponsored. Ever.
Anyway,
today is sponsored by...
Cock and Balls.
Cock and Balls.
What?
Buy your cock and balls on eBay now.
What, you can't... eBay? You're just trying to name drop so eBay sponsors, what?
Yeah, hopefully.
Yeah.
Anyway... On from having balls in a handbag to having your arsehole in the sun. This is the topic that we've chosen.
I have my arsehole in the sun. What about you?
It's apparently called perineum sunning, and it's literally tanning your arsehole. This is the new viral trend thing that's apparently on bald.com, but it's bald with an E, so you can tell it's full of pretentious shit already.
Right.
Hold on.
I like this idea. So basically, the whole concept of it is to tan your bumhole.
My other half
has right? a tanned bumhole.
No, that's not where I'm going with this. Loves to have a tan, right? She'll go on sunbeds, she'll do fake tan, she'll do whatever through the winter and that, because she feels worse when she's like pale and that. So she loves to have a tan, she loves to have a nice colour to wear. Yeah. Not once have I ever heard her say, oh, me also needs a bit more tan on it.
Well, we got a thing where when you actually do get lucky with a tanned woman or a tanned man, depending on your sexual preference. They always have, like, a right bit in the middle of the arsehole.
Why do you study people's anuses so closely?
I have a lot of spare time.
For studying ANI.
You don't have much spare time, considering your job's got you going up and down the country at the minute.
At the minute, I'm dry, it's December.
Yeah, true.
And I got fired from the BBC. I wonder why.
Anyway... This is apparently the news, and it's not sunbathing your asshole to get a tan or anything.
Well, I'm not in them.
Apparently, in a mere 30 seconds of sunlight on your arse, you will receive more energy from this electric node. I've never heard an arse called an electric node. An electric node than you would in an entire day being outside with your clothes on.
So I don't believe that.
So basically, they're trying to say that your arsehole is a fucking...
Solar panel.
Apparently so.
Oh, you go out
it's
drinking.
It's an electric node.
you go out drinking on the beach in the summer, and like, I feel so drained, I got a hangover. Oh, just stick your arse up in the end, open it up to let the sun charge you up for 3 seconds.
People put solar panels on the roof to like reduce their electricity bills. What it's saying is, if you have your arsehole out in the sun all day, then you can not sleep at night because you'll have plenty of energy.
That was part one of this, right?
Oh god, there's more.
part two, right? This website is actually taking the mick out of it as well, because it says it apparently keeps your bum clean, but it says here, and I quote, it apparently keeps the area clean and free of germs. You know what else keeps your bum clean? Washing it in the bath or shower like a normal person. But sure, why not? Even the site is calling it bullshit.
I thought people bleach their arsehole. Isn't this the opposite?
Yeah, it is.
To be fair, if you're sunbathed with a bleach arsehole, you'd kind of be nullifying both effects.
That's what I'm saying.
Wouldn't that's just be blocking bleach the sun tan off,
but you tan the bleach? So you just have a normal arsehole?
That's what I said before. It's like, when you do get lucky for male or female or whatever preferences they are, and they're tanned, and you open up the bum cheeks, and there's a bright, right arsehole, it's weird. It's mixed match. So at least this way, this is a concept.
Right, so you're saying you're on board with this, and you think people should suntan their arsehole just so that you aren't surprised by having a white arsehole when you open up a tan person's arse?
Yes.
I feel like this is a personal issue for you.
The thing is, most of the links that are to do this are from Instagram and influencers. Like one
How
them,
many fucking parts is there? It's like four parts so far.
One of them says it apparently has other effects, and it's apparently this influencer lass, Metaphysical Megan, if anybody wants to look, because apparently there's a picture of her naked on a rock with her bum wide open to the sun, if ever anyone wants to take a look.
That's
to see if she's got,
I want
to see if she's got any of the white marks that...
Do
the
not
Hobbit
open
is
that
referencing.
Up.
Wait. What's her name?
Oh, for fuck.
Metaphysical Megan.
Megan? You went American there.
It's because it's spelled the American way, because it's not Megan, it's Megan.
I'm not looking at people's arseholes on Instagram.
Apparently,
how come she's got her arsehole on Instagram and she didn't get banned, but we did for making an account?
Apparently, it helps regulate her hormones and helps her sleep better. And apparently, even celebrities are jumping into this, but it's mentioning a celebrity that I've never heard before. So, you know, that works. Basically, it's one of those influencer things that's making no shit.
Basically, somebody said that this should happen, even though it shouldn't, because there's absolutely no scientific fucking backup to it.
This
it's
is
a
the
load, total load of shit.
This
but because
is the
somebody
great
on
thing.
Instagram done it, now everybody's going to do it.
This is the great thing. Everybody,
like, she's just like lying there in like a fetal position.
Everybody
if I ever see anybody trying to suntan their arsehole lying on the beach and I'm wandering around, I'm going to kick them in the arse. I'm going to stick me toe up their arsehole.
Now... Everybody listening who wants to try this, we do unfortunately have some bad news, because part 6 of this article says, sorry, but it's all BS. An actual doctor was consulted and told Insider that perineum sunning is all a bunch of shit. There is no evidence that sunbathing in this way has any effect on physical well-being, said Dr. Diana Gall. Yes, practicing mindfulness and meditation and getting your dose of vitamin D is beneficial for mental and physical health.
Yes, but
you don't need to damage your skin in the process from sun exposure.
I don't want my vitamin D through my arsehole. I don't pour Sunny D up my arse.
So basically,
I'm quite happy to drink it.
Do you remember the that TV show that used to be on MTV?
I don't know where you're going with this, but
Dirty
that was
Sanchez.
Oh, for fuck's sake!
When he used to put liquids up the arse and squirt it out. Can we do that with Sunny D if yours?
No.
Why?
I'm not putting Sunny D in my arsehole. And I'm not suntanning my arsehole.
Do it for the views.
You're not going near my arsehole.
Do it for the listeners.
Can't do it for the views, as you pointed out, they can't see us.
I'm about to say.
Point out
not unless
week.
We turn this into a TV show. Which would be
that
really
weird.
That is
a TV show that no one wants to see.
Right. Everyone go on our social media.
Why is my arsehole the fucking sacrifice for this?
Because you're the one who recommended it.
I didn't recommend it. I said I'm not going to do it. I explicitly said I don't want to do it.
Yes, right. If we go on Tinder,
what?
Twitter or Instagram. Well, not Instagram. Twitter or Facebook. And if we get up to 2K followers on either one.
I am not agreeing to this.
No. Wait. If we get 2K followers on either one and we get enough listeners, right, one of us would do a live, like a live thingy on, is it TikTok now these days?
Yeah.
Or Periscope?
TikTok nowadays.
The listeners, right, they can choose who they want to see who has studied deep in the arse and squirt out. The Russian, the Hobbit, the German, or JC, who's the producer who doesn't speak at all.
The American.
Say hello for the viewers.
To be fair, I think he's least likely to want to do it, so it's going to be, I'm voting for him.
No, we can't vote the listeners' fault.
That's not fair, because we'd all
American.
Vote for American. Yeah, everybody vote for the American.
No, you can't influence it. That's bad politics.
Okay.
It was made by influencers.
So millennials.
Millennials, yeah.
It was made by the millennial arseholes that want to ban World War II conversations in schools. By the way, can we just talk about that? That is fucking ridiculous.
Yeah, it's like, they also want to ban like gay talk in school, like about sexuality and shit. No, fucking boomers do. Why are you calling millennials? We're millennials.
We're not.
I refuse to be identified
as
a stupid piss take to know if they like
those. I'm identifying you as a millennial if I go on.
You're not identifying me as a millennial. You're a hipster. You can't identify anyone as anything.
Exactly. I am upset though because the lad on the news who wanted to ban the World War talk in schools is only 3 years younger than us.
Anyone born between 1981 and 1996, aged 23 to 38 in 2019, is considered a millennial. We were all born in 1994, except him, and he was
I'm not being a millennial.
Yeah, but you are
a
millennial.
I refuse.
I refuse to accept citizenship.
I'm removing myself.
Okay.
To be fair, if you take in what a lot of millennials believe in and account for and stuff like that and all the bullshit that cause, right, and then I turned up and had a conversation with them, I would be banned from being a millennial by the millennials.
Yeah, we would. Anybody listening, we are technically millennials, but we do not agree with any millennial statement that has come out.
We are millennials. We are classed as millennials.
Because of
when
we're born.
But, yes. not by choice.
Millennial is. We're not millennial by choice. We are not bad millennials. We're the good millennials.
Well, I wouldn't say good.
With the good millennials that don't give a fuck.
We are the less annoying millennials. Yeah. We don't give a shit. Right? If you're like one of these people who are poor, like typically millennial, as you
then keep your opinions to yourself.
Yeah. Do it with your own life. If you're a vegan, do it with your own life. Don't do it with mine.
No, do you know what? I'm happy for people to believe in what they want to believe in and do what they want to do with their own life and stuff like that. I'm not going to discriminate against anyone. Well, I might take the piss and I do, but I wouldn't actually physically discriminate against anyone. But you don't. It's the only thing that annoys me is people. Two things that annoy me is one, people that force their opinions on other people like they are right and you are wrong. That's not it, because anyone can do whatever they want. Right, uh-huh. And the second is if I say something to you, and you take it as a joke and you have a laugh and I'm having a laugh with you, right, and then somebody that overhears it gets offended by it because that's offensive. It doesn't matter. I'm saying it to you and you haven't taken offence to it.
Nah.
So that's what matters.
Exactly.
I can't stand it when people get offended for other people. If that person isn't offended, then you've got no right to be.
At the end of the day, if you're offended by someone, it's your own fault for being
offended. Offence, right, depends on who is saying it and what context it's in and what context it's received in. If the person saying it isn't saying it to cause offence
or cause harm,
and the person that's receiving it or that is on the receiving end of it hasn't taken offence by it because they know it wasn't meant offensively, then what right has anybody else listening got to take offence by it?
Exactly. And that's a very good point. Stop being offended. Anybody listening who's really gets offended for other people or finds everything offensive, just stop, calm down, take a chill pill, look at the bigger picture. If someone's saying it as a joke, that doesn't mean they're literally trying to offend you. It's a joke. Like, we call each other a German, Russian, America hobbit. Now, of course, we're not actually German, Russian, or American. We're all British.
You are.
I love how you just say, oh, we're not a German, American, or Russian.
That's because you are a hobbit.
And you just leave me out of this. Oh, I'm sorry, but Finn isn't actually a hobbit.
How old are you legally? How tall are you legally? Because I'm sure it's
legally.
Like on the verge.
Have you got an illegal height?
you must be this illegal height to buy alcohol.
Well, shut up! Legally. I've just had to Google glitter pills because the person who shared it in the Facebook thing shared a photo and not a link. So I've had to Google glitter pills.
Legally, he's 5'2", but technically he's 6'3" because that's what he identifies as.
I identify myself as a giant.
To be fair, you can't identify yourself as a giant considering there's some people identifying themselves as a freaking lamppost.
We can't identify yourself as a giant considering he's a hobbit because he's a big one.
I am a The only reason why you guys call me the Hobbit is because I have an obsession with Lord of the Rings and I'm the shortest.
No, it's just because you're the shortest. The Lord of the Rings has got nothing to do with it.
It's just like borders.
Yeah. No, to be fair, the Lord of the Rings does have a bit of it because you're the shortest, but not by much because the German is short as well.
I am mighty and tall.
Anyway, shall we move on to our next subject, which I've had to sacrifice my Google search bar for. So if anybody looks at my history, they'll see glitter pills.
Okay, what is that?
Glitter pills, these are pills that people are selling, you eat them, and apparently it makes your poo sparkle.
I wasn't on board because I didn't know what it is, but I'm on board for sparkly poo. Where do I buy this?
Can you imagine, like...
Is there anything in it? Is it just a sugar pill with glitter in it?
It's...
How do you not digest the glitter?
It doesn't specify that you're supposed
to eat
them.
When you break down stuff into a little pot, glitter is already a little pot.
The glitter is described as non-toxic. Do with that information what you will, but apparently you can purchase them on Etsy and loads of other places.
Glue sticks are non-toxic, I wouldn't eat them.
You can purchase them on Etsy and other places, and it's basically a small pill filled with glitter that it doesn't specifically say eat, but I'm assuming that's what you do, otherwise you can just shove it up your arse for all I care.
No, I'm gonna eat it. I'm not shoving it up your arse.
It will make you shit sparkly poo.
So that you is could, awesome. I can leave sparkly poos on his car.
And it literally says you can get the rainbow glitter and stuff, or if you're feeling rather festive, you can get gold and silver glittery pills just so you can have golden shits.
He's just found one advertised as called Shit the Glitter.
Shit the Glitter on Amazon.
Yep.
It's £8.24 and £5.20 for delivery. I'm going to, like, order these and we're all going to take one and...
Hold on. Oh. I've just found a website called SheKnows.com, which is always a good start, and it says, please don't take them.
I'm not listening to that.
That's Flamingo once.
Apparently,
don't worry, be Flamingo. Shit the glitter.
Apparently, the glitter's pills state that they are not under any circumstances to be consumed, but the lure of pooping like a unicorn may be too hard to resist.
It is.
Actually, there's safety instructions on the back of this Amazon.
No, I don't want to see it. I've never read the instructions for anything in my life. I'm not going to read that. Give us one, I'll make it a
repoop. This picture says open, sprinkle, trinkle. You're supposed to open it and spit it on your shit, not actually digest it. But usage, do go to your comfort place, enjoy the silence, think about all your stress and put a negative energy into your crap. Once done, relax, take a SGI pill and sprinkle it over your business. Repeat this exercise until you're satisfied. Love it and share it, smile, flush and off you go.
So it's basically, you don't ingest or anything, it doesn't actually make your shit sparkle, so it's just
buy
covering
a bag of glitter.
You just buy a bag of glitter, but apparently... There's apparently pills that make your fart smell like chocolate.
Oh, that's going to confuse people.
So I'm looking at this.
But I don't care how good they are, my farts aren't smelling like chocolate. Because my farts are brutal.
Apparently a French man has invented a pill that can make that can turn your toots and shits into chocolate wind, he calls it.
Why don't the French just wash it?
Our renowned fart...
Instead of making shit like this.
Apparently, our renowned fart pill is back with a Christmas fragrance based on real cocoa. You can now fart through the new year in grand style.
I'm actually taking the piss, yeah.
I'm not taking the piss. This is legitimately a French man with a bushy beard has invented a fart pill that makes...
Looks like Santa.
The only thing I like about that entire story is his beard. And he looks like Santa.
He looks like Santa and he's made an Xmas
pill
that makes
Santa's French
fart
and he makes your fart smell like chocolate. Is that what happened?
Right.
Yeah, apparently. He's apparently created a pill that turns your typical intestinal gas scents into those that more pleasing to the nose. His first efforts were flowery, which is definitely better than regular farts, but this chocolate scent may be the most amazing ever. So apparently you can either make your farts smell like flowers or you can make them smell like chocolate.
Why don't you just let them smell like farts and then people know to get out of the way?
If you go into a room with a bunch of pregnant people craving chocolate and you take one of those pills and fart like chocolate, will they start following you?
I don't know.
That's the first thing that's come into my head.
The first thing that came to my head when you just said that was the fucking Lynx chocolate.
Well, the chocolate man
advert.
The chocolate man.
No need for Lynx chocolate Africa anymore. Just fucking have a chocolate
just
pill
fart yourself
fart.
To smell nice.
That's the thing. You would no longer need to wear, like, stuff to cover up your BO. Because if you think you've been a bit stinky, just fart and you smell like chocolate.
Yeah, but it depends on what that chocolate is. Because some chocolate doesn't smell nice.
I hate the smell of a fountain.
Hate everything, so you can't have you have no say in this.
No, I don't like the smell of a chocolate fountain. I don't like chocolate fountains.
You're
backwards. The chocolate's always horrible.
Can you just fuck over? Swap it for the mountain.
He's devolving humanity.
No. Go away, right? You're
barred
to the corner. You're barred to the corner for the next 5 minutes.
Doesn't like the smell of
chocolate? Him, apparently.
Well, me now, because I think it's fart.
You're both barred from this. I'm doing this by myself now.
That's the thing we've now mooned.
I just don't understand. Nobody, no matter how long this goes on, surely you can't get used to the fact of, I'm a bit whiffy, I better fart, it'll smell nicer.
I'm a bit whiffy, I better fart.
You haven't took the pills, though?
I'll take some.
You haven't had some Frenchman make your fart smell nice.
This gets better. I love this website now. SheKnows.com. Everybody check it out, because from going from glitter shits... to chocolate farts, I have now found a link that makes a vagina smell like peaches.
What?
What?
Why?
There is apparently a new yeast infection pill. This was posted in 2014, by the way, so it's been around for a while.
It obviously doesn't work then, because I think
a yeast infection
Holy
pill
shit.
That will make your vagina smell like a peach. The tagline at the very top is, "Hey ladies, did you know our vaginas smell? In fact, they smell so bad that two men have invented a pill that will make them smell like peaches. This is an invention by men for women. This is never going to end well."
Can you just
however, love the names, Austin Hines and Gilad Gome.
Right, you know, like, you know, if you ever go down that last and she smells like peaches, you know for a fact now that she has a yeast infection.
I know.
So you should keep away from it.
It apparently bolsters their immune system and staves off the yeast infection, so it's like a preemptive one. It's not like medicine for it. If they've had it, it's basically just to stop it.
Like, I'm sorry, right? You do not go down on a girl if like she has a smelly fudge. It's like a girl would not go down on you if you have a smelly dick.
Exactly.
You can again, fucking clean
like
yourself.
Like I said before with the Frenchman fart, just get washed.
Just clean yourself.
It's the exact same as the Frenchman fart and the sunbathing your asshole. Just have a bath. People just have a bath or a shower. Just fucking clean.
So that's this entire episode has just culminated, and basically you should just get washed instead of any of this.
Yes.
Anything we've talked about is completely voided by having a bath.
Yes.
Or a nice shower.
Now on to the next topic, because
is it somebody's arsehole?
No.
Is it a vagina?
No.
Is it making something that shouldn't smell bad anyway that apparently does smell like something that's nice, and then you know it smelled bad?
No. Are you ready to hold on to your hats? It is.
I am actually wearing a hat.
It is a huntsman being chased by a giant bird.
Oh, I was ready for this.
What?
The
huntsman as in a man that's hunting something, or as in a big spider?
As in a man on a horse going down a road getting chased by a bird.
Okay, I'm on board with this.
This reminds me of the time when I used to do pizza and that deliveries when I was younger. I was like going towards... I actually was coming towards here because I had a delivery down here. And you know, I had a back road down that way where it's always fucking black and shit.
Yes.
Now there's a reservoir on the other side.
Yes.
I saw a police car with flashing lights on, saying, "The fuck's going on here?" So like,
he was in the field.
No, he was on the board.
He was chased by a bird.
He was on the board. He was stopping cars because there was a fucking swan and it sat in the middle of the board.
Yep.
Oh, for fuck's sake! I would have ran him over then, ran the swan over.
But just for
that's class as treason.
Just for context, where I live, it's basically surrounded by fields, so we get deer, pheasants, foxes, and all sorts just roam in the woods around here.
Apparently,
and
most of the cars I buy have already run over some of them.
Yep. Apparently, it happened in Warwickshire with an escaped rhea and a hunt rider, in which the man looks nervous and tries to get away from the enormous bird.
The rhea appears
to have been scared by the hunt and riders, which was...
Is that a fucking emu or an ostrich?
Yeah, it's kind of like...
It's kind of like it. It's a rhea, which I'm assuming is one. In what looks like a defensive move, and then it then turns on the rider and chases it up and down a busy road. The hunt member looks furious about coming face to face with a bird, which is said to have escaped in the village of Avondesset near Banbury. A bird has escaped, being scared by a hunt, and decide, fuck this, attack one of the hunters.
And any animals that attack people are like, did the man get hurt? In any way?
Apparently the huntsman hounds were barking near a small holding that contained ostriches from a nearby farm, so the ostrich decided to fucking attack.
Did the man get hurt? Did he get disemboweled by the bird?
It does not say anything.
So I'm not interested.
It does not say if the man got hurt. It just says that the bird chased it up and down the road for quite a while and the horse got scared, basically.
Okay, well, the horse should be in a field or a lasagna anyway, so...
The thing is, like, big birds like ostriches and emus are hard motherfuckers.
No, I know. They're one of the most dangerous things in the world, to cassowary. You know, the one blue ones?
Aye.
Because they kick the shit out of you, they basically disembowel you, they've got claws like that.
It's, I ever saw the emus? The emus will kick the shit out of you? The emus run a war in Australia?
That's not how it works.
It does work.
That isn't how it works. That is not what it was about.
Yes, it was. Basically, I just pulled this up because this reminded me of an actual war that happened in Australia.
Oh yes, the Australians versus the emus.
The emu war. Also known as the Great Emu War, was a nuisance wildlife management military operation undertook in Australia over the later part of 1932.
Why is that man strangling an emu?
Because that is...
With his bare hands, he is a hero. He's like, no, fuck you, I don't care if you're bigger than us.
Basically, this was a war that lasted between the 2nd of November to the 10th of December. We're still in the period of, like... This was happening, so it's like nearly.
Yeah, but it's not happening now when it wasn't even in this country and it wasn't a war. They just decided to kill some emus because there was too many.
And got beat.
Yeah, right. Despite the problems encountered with the coal, the farmers of the rain once again requested military assistance in 1934, 1943, and 1948, only to be turned down by the government. Instead of the bound, this is the fucking aftermath.
Can I just say that countries have different problems to us, don't we? Like, for us, it was like, we'll have to kill the badgers, there's too many badgers. Meanwhile, they've got big-ass birds running about. Kicking the shit out of people.
Yeah, but this little stripey cunt.
There's too many of them.
What's even worse, like, the Australian military had Tommy guns and machine guns and whatever.
And the emus had feet. And they and still won.
And the Australian government and the military lost against a bird.
This is why I like animals are better than humans. The only reason we are dominant is because we can outthink anything. If we can't do something, we can't outrun an emu. We can't outrun a cheetah, but we'll make something that means we can go faster than it.
Yeah, but
we couldn't fight an elephant in fucking face-to-face combat, so we'll invent a gun that can kill it.
Amazing gun.
We are only the dominant species because we can outthink anything and because we'll have dexterous thumbs.
And yet, time and time again, we get proven to be weak as fuck.
With our inventions, we get the shit kicked out of us.
You can't really say that we do outthink everything, because you got to look at me, right? I get defeated by a baby gate.
You do get defeated by a baby gate, but that baby gate wasn't invented by a human, so you've been defeated by another human.
True. Yeah. And he got defeated by his house.
He did get defeated by his house. I heard him shout out before when he went downstairs.
And he got defeated by a ball.
How did I get defeated by my house?
You went downstairs before, and then there was just a banging, ow!
Your house kicked your ass.
My house kicks my ass every day.
I got defeated by my energy drink can.
You did.
Yeah.
It nearly took your finger off.
So we can't...
But that was invented by another human. It's humans that are responsible for these things.
We're getting told by the producer to move on to the next topic, because apparently we've got 4 minutes left in this thing.
Sorry, time.
How long have we been recording for?
26 minutes and a half.
So we're only about to record for
that was nearly a sentence.
26 minutes and a half. Okay. I think should we leave the next topic to the next one? Because the next topic is to do with the American.
Well, is the American going to join in?
Yeah, come on. Let's just end this on a positive note. That animals are...
better than humans.
That animals are better than humans, so let's end on a positive note of when it involves eating animals.
I'm in.
Yes.
What kind of animal?
Chicken. Birds.
Oh, chicken's boring though, man.
Chicken nuggets.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
This is the news story that a husband proposed to her with a ring hidden inside a box of chicken McNuggets.
Yes. He wouldn't do it because he wouldn't sacrifice a box of nuggets. He wouldn't let them go cold while he's waiting.
Very true. But yes, this is the story that apparently a husband decided that he was going to surprise his wife-to-be by hiding a ring in a box of the McDonald's staple, the Chicken McNugget.
Did he suntan the ring first?
And there is the laugh of the Hobbit, everybody. This is why we keep him around. If you would like to see It 3 casting him, there we go.
It's his mating call.
Looking at the details, we can confirm that it is an American woman who shared it on Facebook saying, "That's it, I'm proposal shaming," which left many people scratching their heads, but also people feeling inspired. Apparently... she's laughed at proposals on the website quite a lot, but now it's time she gave back. I present to you my chicken nugget proposal. Apparently, the husband decided on a whim to get down on a bended knee and headed to Walmart to pick out a ring with the help of her best friend while she napped. Apparently, he decided that he would do it in the span of 20 minutes. While she was taking a nap, he went away, went to Walmart, bought a ring, then went to McDonald's while on the phone with her best friend to pick the ring, and then arrived back at home, woke her up, and gave...
Basically, woke up to propose.
And he woke her up...
That wasn't enough.
And handed the box to her. Apparently, apparently he knew she couldn't resist nugs, even though she was extremely asleep.
If you've had time to leave the house, go ring shopping, go to McDonald's, then come back and still have to wake them up. That is not a nap, that's just a sleep. That is a full-on sleep.
No, here we go. Apparently she opened the box and saw the black box inside, which was closed, and said, "What the fuck kind of sauce is this?" And then opened the box and went, oh my god, is this an engagement ring? This is the proposal. This guy had 20 minutes spare time, got bored, and decided to do it on a whim.
I'm sorry, right? If I was a female and I was asleep...
You mean if?
If. Shut up. Right. If my best friend went out with my partner to get me an engagement ring, and she knew that he was going to put a chicken McNugget box, I will disown the partner and my best friend because they're not my best
You're
friend.
You're such a bitch.
We shut the fuck up. I'm disowning you for that comment.
Do I know the most heartbreaking thing about this? Looking at the picture, it's a box of 20 chicken McNuggets and there's only 6 in, so he's eating the rest just so he can fit the ring in.
No, it wasn't so he could fit the ring in. He clearly went and got nugs and then had some left and thought, what am I going to do with this box? I'll give her them, but I'll put them in. I'll put the ring in.
So, apparently, a Walmart ring and chicken McNuggets, that's the new way to propose in America. Apparently someone replied saying, maybe I just have low standards, but literally all I need is for the ring itself not to touch any food. This is perfect.
I was gonna say,
Americans are agreeing with this.
I was just going to say, I don't think you should shame because to each to their own, and it's a sentiment that counts, isn't
it? You keep seeing those news articles where people get married in McDonald's and KFC, don't you?
Yeah.
Oh, do you know that people can get married in Greg's now?
Oh, well, I'm in. Do you get free food?
No, you have to pay for the buffet. But
fuck
like,
that, I'm not
it's
going.
Just basically pasties. It's basically pasties and sausage rolls.
No, because why would you want to get married in a Greg's? Because you know for a fact that the buffet is going to be cold by the time you get to eat it anyway.
No, that's just you.
Greg's pasties are never warm, never hot. They're always freezing cold and you have to stick them in the microwave for them to taste good.
I went to like
I've never had a hot Greg's pasty.
I'll take you to Greg's one day and buy you
a
hot pasty.
I've got waffles in the back of my car. I've got some waffles.
No thanks.
What?
I don't know how long the waffles have been in the back of your car. Stop clearing the road.
We're getting a very loud from the producer saying we've gone overtime here.
Overtime
by 1.5 minutes.
We're getting paid for this overtime.
We're not even paid for this at all.
Sponsorship. People get with sponsors. Come on.
Stop begging for sponsors. It's not going
to
happen.
I'm not begging. I'm getting the people to rally
You're
up.
Punching
rally
your own knees.
Rally around. I'm punching my knees. Rally around.
This is what we call the bushes. He's not asking. He's demanding.
Stop pushing your communist agenda.
Everybody stand up for what's right. Get the Bullshit Lab sponsors. You know you want to. Come on.
They don't want to.
And to end that, we are going to say goodbye.
Stop being weird.
Yes, we're going to say goodbye here. And we're going to leave you with the thought of a bird chasing a man on a horse. Glittery shits with peach fannies. And
glittery shits that smell like chocolate.
Yes.
Wait, can you imagine, right? You'd be licking our girl and she smells like
fuck God's sake.